Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, Yellow Fever and the British Troops. On this day, October 7th in the year 1881, the agricultural reporter informed its readership that the fever, that is yellow fever, was making sad havoc among the troops. At Gun Hill, the dead included the Deputy Assistant Commissary General Dramgool, the Surgeon William Freeman, Colonel W.F. Blake, and several NCOs, while many others lay in the clutches of death in conditions described by the reporter as damp and unhealthy. Further described in another segment of the press as pitiable, mutiny was rumored to be on the lips of many of the European troops stationed on the island as they grew openly critical of staff command. Faced with treatments which range from minimally effective carbolic and fever mixture to the laxative podophyllin and the mercury-laden calomel, for many of them the cure must have been worse than the illness. Some of those who succumbed to the disease were buried to the western end of the cholera graveyard at the St. George Parish Church. Although black troops were affected by the disease, their morbidity and mortality paled in comparison to their white counterparts. Such was its impact among European troops that efforts began in earnest to evacuate them from the colony. On October 2nd, a telegram was sent from the Lieutenant Governor to the War Office asking that transport be made available for their evacuation. This telegram must have been convincing, and on October 12, communication arrived from the House Guards that HM Troop Ship Orontes would arrive at month's end to evacuate those troops fit for transport. 5 days later, on October 17, the Secretary of State of the Colonies, Lord Kimberley, informed local authorities that two companies of the 2nd West India Regiment would be sent to replace the evacuated troops. On October 23rd, the Orontes arrived from Cape de Verde, and arrangements were quickly made to board those troops deemed fit to travel. At 8:30 a.m. on October 26, Orontes set sail for England with its European cargo on board, minus those too unwell to make the journey. On October 29th, two companies of the 2nd West India Regiment arrived from Jamaica on board RMS Para as replacements for the troops that had departed. According to the Barbados Herald of October 31st, there were 13 non-commissioned officers, 133 privates, 6 women and 7 children on board. These were immediately sent to the encampment at the Navy Hospital, which was considerably more hygienic than St. Anne's. These new arrivals were most fortunate, since at the time of their arrival, the epidemic had considerably loosened its grip on the island and an air of normalcy had descended across the colony.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.